Now we go to Lauren.
Thank you, Chair. So I find it very difficult to kind of understand how someone could be talking about democracy, listening to democracy, when for some reason a minority raises its voice and files a grievance with the standing body of the advisory committees, which are the LSPs. How that could be a dictatorship or some kind of usurping of the process. I really find that very difficult to understand. And to suspend or freeze all evaluations is completely untenable, and it will be a violation of the bylaws. So this motion is completely in order. The fact is that there are some LSPs in this network that don't have committees at all, and then they are in the majority, and the minority has to experience that tyranny of the majority. And yet I hear members talking about, well, you know, this is micromanaging from a minority that has raised its voice and has gone to the main body to voice their grievance in regards to a listener, the democracy process not being followed. So I urge the directors to support this motion, and that the fact is that, you know, all things are local, and the fact is that
90 seconds.
The way, okay, I'll sum it up right now, Chair. So the personnel committee is already evaluating a motion that will globalize the process, which I'm completely against, because I believe each culture, each local station board and each station has its own culture. So a minority raising their voice to file a grievance with the main body is an appropriate venue to receive redress of their grievances. Thank you.
Okay, now we move to Grace.
Asking your indulgence, Mr. Chair, I'd like to hear what James has to say first, and can you put me on the end of the stack?
I will. Grace, Tom, and Tom. I'm sorry, James, Tom, and then Grace.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Most of what I have to say has been asked and answered, so I won't repeat it, except to summarize to say that a motion has been referred to the Personnel Committee, which may or may not result in a referral back to the PNB, which may or may not result in a motion to the PNB, which may or may not lead to a resolution. And if it does, we have no idea what it will look like. So I don't think we can stop all evaluations. I don't think we can abrogate the responsibilities that we have now under the current system and rules. I think we need to move forward with the operation of the network. And I also just wanted to say that it was mentioned that there was some danger in having confidential information. I think in a human resources context, you always have to protect the input from employees to protect the employees from the obvious danger of retaliation. So employee input is normally confidential. Thank you.
Okay, James. Tom?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Okay, great.
I've spoken a lot. If someone else would like to speak who hasn't.
Yeah, I have an additional comment. This is Ron.
This is Andrea.
Okay. Ron.
Andrea.
Ron. Yes. Andrea, go ahead.
Okay. It's been said by the opponents of this that this is not a national policy. I have to disagree with that, because, you know, the items that we included in this, somebody please mute themselves. I just heard them belch, literally. So the items put into this measure provide a template, you know, for all of the stations to follow and for that personnel committee to build around. So that's all I wanted to say. This has the genesis of becoming national policy, okay? And I just want to say that to address people who are saying that, well, this is not a national policy. No, it's not. But it's not at this time. But if we implement this, then it essentially becomes, you know, a policy of the network. So that's why I support it, because it brings transparency and consistency and inclusiveness. Thank you.
Okay.
May I be on
Andrea?
The chat?
Andrea?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Go ahead and speak.
Hello? Okay. I believe that this should be reviewed and sent back to our local station board, people who are members who are complaining about this are new to the process, and if it's under review this Saturday, when we have our meeting, I believe that we can look at all points. There doesn't seem to be any guidelines anyway right now, so it's a moot point, and I think that we ought to send it back to our local station before we do. Thank you.
Mr.
Okay,
Chair, this is your timekeeper. We have 1 minute left on this item.
I second that motion by Andrea, Jan Goodman.
Actually, we have used up, I believe, the 25 minutes plus an extension. The chair did not hear a motion in Andrea's comment. Therefore, I'm going to ask
the chair
to take the vote on this matter. Take the vote. Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, take the vote on this matter.
This is Sandra. I asked to be on the staff.
Okay, I'm going to take the vote on the main motion per the request of the chair. This is on Tom Voorhees' motion regarding management evaluation.
Well, before you do that, before you do that, Madam Secretary,
yeah.
Sandra, I intentionally called out the order two times, and I did not hear you the first time when you said it, and I take it that you did ask for the stack, but you said nothing, and the last two times that I read out the stack, and even at the last 4 or 5 minutes I read out, the order was Grace, Jane, Tom. But we do have 1 minute left, and I'll forward you that minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move that we postpone voting on this motion, and I agree with the previous speaker that it should be referred back to the local station board. So that's my motion, that we postpone this. Thank you.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. Madam Secretary, we've got two votes stacked up. Let's go to the motion to postpone first, then we'll get to the main motion. Vote.
I object.
Take the vote.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Please.
I wanted to ask you, Mr. Chair, is this the second time that there was an attempt to postpone this particular motion?
Yes.
Okay.
No, the motion before.
No. I asked to refer.
That's the chair. I believe the question was to the chair members, if I'm not mistaken. Now, according to my recollection, and it may not be that good, there have been more than one attempt to change and add to the motion. But as I recall, there hasn't been an attempt, at least I've heard it, but I didn't acknowledge it because that person was not recognized, to postpone. Now, if any members have proof in their memories of anything different, please state it now, because I'm not perfect.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to
Go
be
ahead.
Recognized for a request for information.
You're recognized. You have the floor.
Wasn't the director from KPFA, Sabina Jacobs, attempted to refer this motion to the personnel committee initially?
Yes.
I believe you are correct.
And
so the answer to that question is this is the second attempt, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to restate my motion. It was not to refer to the personnel committee. It was to postpone and refer back to the LSB, the KPF.
Thank you.
Okay, I believe, Sandra, you weren't recognized, but we got your point.
Thank you.
Ron, go ahead.
Well, my only point of order was that the earlier motion was a motion to refer. So her motion to postpone is new. That's it.
Okay. I think that
Mr. Chair,
our memories,
this is your
our memories are correct. So at this point, I'm going to ask that the secretary take the vote on to refer, or to postpone, rather.
Mr. Chair, I believe that Sandra's motion was to postpone and refer, so I'm unclear, because those are two separate motions, but she's putting it in the same motion. She hasn't sent it to me in writing. So what do you want me to do? Should we take two votes or one vote?
No, we'll take one vote on... Sandra, I'm going to allow you to restate your motion. This is the problem when motions are not sent in writing. They can be changed in midstream and no one really understands what they are. So I'm going to allow you to state the motion succinctly, and we're going to take a vote up or down.
Mr. Chair, one
let's
other thing
it,
from
let's
the parliamentarian.
Make it simple for...
Okay, parliamentarian, speak. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, those two motions are conflicting. One to postpone, because when you postpone, you have to have a date certain 90% of the time. But to refer is a separate, there are two separate motions. So I would suggest that she take one or the other.
Well, Mr. Parliamentarian, what I was trying to do was just to see just which direction she was going to take by allowing her to restate. And then I was going to rule according to what you just said. So.
Okay.
You gave her a little guidance there that I didn't necessarily want. But since she does have it, Sandra, restate your motion.
Okay. Let's make it simple. I move that we postpone a vote on this motion until next week's PMB meeting. Thank you.
Madam Chair, is that clear? It's one line.
Yes, it is.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I want to state my objection.
We're going to
At this point, time has been expended.
We're out of time.
State your objection in the vote. Go ahead.
Okay, this is taking a vote on Sandra's motion to postpone Tom Voorhees' motion until next week's PNB meeting. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
All right. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right.
Because then the LS Gray have the ability to deal with it this weekend.
Okay, no talking.
Please, knock it off.
Heather Gray?
No.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Wally James?
Yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Pardon me? Did you say
yes?
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay, Lawrence votes no. John Rhodes?
No.
John Rhodes votes no. Eileen Rosin?
No.
Eileen votes no. James Thagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, Alex Steinberg, Andrea Turner. Okay, I'll come back to Andrea.
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner votes yes. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to count up. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 yes votes. And 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair, abstain.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Shall I take a vote on the main motion?
Yes.
Okay. This is on Tom Voorhees' main motion regarding the management evaluation at KPFA. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey?
No.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman? Heather Gray? I think I heard you dimly in the distance, Heather.
I'm saying yes.
Thank you, Heather. Heather votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Sabrina votes no.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Get back to me, please.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote no.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Thagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden? Alex Steinberg? Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
All right. And Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you passed?
Yes.
Okay. And Ralph Pointer, you passed?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. I hear you. Ralph Pointer votes yes. Okay, I'm going to count up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 11 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and no abstentions. I'm not sure of the no's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. Okay, we have 11 yes, Mr. Chair, and 7 no's. Do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Final that this motion passes, 11 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, and now we're at item 5, committee report. And the first committee, audit committee, do you have a report?
I do not.
Thank you. Coordinating committee, do you have a report? And the answer would be no. Coordinating committee's first meeting is the last Wednesday of this month. Those of you who are on the meeting, hopefully you're going to get a notice. Finance committee, do you have a report?
I do, thank you. My report is going to be very brief. And the first thing I want to report is that Anita Sims, our ICFO, has had to drop off the call. And she wanted to let us know that the 2019 audit work is progressing. Also, that we will have August financials tomorrow. We don't have them yet. She says we will have them by tomorrow. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Governance Committee, do you have a report?
Yes, I do, Chair. This is going to be a brief oral report. The Governance Committee met yesterday. We had a pretty robust discussion about a motion that was submitted from WBAI member William Hairwagon in regards to encouraging and trying to get some reports to the listeners done. That motion was postponed to the next meeting. We also have a bylaws subcommittee from the committee that will be meeting on Wednesday in regards to compiling some of the resolutions and some of the bylaws. And also there was a motion that was postponed to the next meeting in regards to trying to create a bylaws timeline for 2020. I'd like to also thank Eileen Rosen for providing me notes. We are without a secretary in this committee, but Eileen and others do provide notes to me. And I would have a written report sent out on Friday to the PMB. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Personnel Committee, do you have a report?
Yes, I do, Chair. This is Lawrence again. So I submitted a written report to the PMB. I reported on behalf of the Personnel Committee. I'd like to read it for the edification of the listeners that are listening to the stream. We have been meeting weekly for the last 2 months as we seek to meet our search and ED position posting and selection timeline. We are requesting and making a motion for the Personnel Committee to be provided a search budget in the amount of $2,500 as it is detailed in the Livingston Associates search outline attached to my report that is pretty detailed, and it provides information as to some of the things that we have to invest in regards to advertising, some of the free spaces, and other members of the committee also have suggested other entities. So in the attachment, Tom has provided a search roadmap in detail. I implore each director to read it, a yet detailed, simple, and to the point process. So this is the motion. Simple motion. The PMB Personnel Committee, that the PMB approve a Personnel Committee budget request of $2,500 to conduct and complete this bylaws charter process. So that's the motion, Chair, coming out of the committee.
Okay, customarily.
I did send that report to all the directors. It was a little about an hour before the meeting, so I apologize for that, but I also strong on that, on things coming up at the last minute, but this is very important as we continue to do the work that the PMB has directed us to do, and the bylaws as well. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Members, customarily we allow for questions to the committee reporters, and since these reports have been so short and brief, I've kind of slid through that, but I want to circle back and allow any member that would want to ask a question to the Finance Committee Chair, the Governance Committee Chair, the Audit Committee Chair, the Personnel Committee Chair. If there are any questions you have for them, I didn't intend to exclude that opportunity. Hearing none?
Oh, hey.
I have a question to the Personnel Committee Chair. And Mr. Reyes,
Ron to the stack.
Okay, Ron, go ahead. I'll deduce.
Okay, my question is to regarding the personnel committee. Two questions about the request for funding. I'm sorry, I didn't understand the term that you used to identify the funding. Was it for the search process or something other than the search process? And my other question is regarding the motion that we just passed regarding the evaluation of the program director. Excuse me, evaluation of the general managers. And as a member of the personnel committee, do you see that as an impediment to doing your work?
Thank you for that question, Ron. So, you know, what I forgot to mention, but I forgot to read, was the motion that was referred to the personnel committee in regards to management performance evaluation. And that motion has been referred to an internal subcommittee working group. And the intent is to look at it and see how we could improve it if necessary and before we report it back. And then your second question in regards to the request for $2,500, that is to engage in the search process following the timeline that has been recommended. And there's also in the attachment that was submitted by Livingston and Associates, you will find resources that he has provided that are free resources. And a lot of the other pay sources, what we will be advertising and posting the position at a discounted price. And I crunched the numbers, and it came out to a little bit over $1,600, but there's still other entities that members have that have referenced at the committee meeting that we haven't flushed out yet. But I did have a conversation with Mr. Livingston, and he said whatever is not used, it will be returned back to the network.
Okay, Brian, I take my deduction back. I thought you were going to ask my question, which, Mr. Reyes, if this amount is under $5,000, which I understand to be the threshold for any expenditure that the foundation would make under the direction of the IED, why would it be necessary for the PNB to approve this expenditure?
Okay, so my thinking was that if for the sake of transparency and the fact that we are in a financial crunch, but we do have to do this work, we do have to hire a permanent ED, that I wanted to bring it to the board, and I consulted with members of the committee that made me feel that it was a good idea to bring this to the board and also for the listeners to also be edified in regards to the processes that we are undertaking in regards to the search.
Okay, but I only asked that question because the personnel committee has already been authorized to ensue this responsibility. But if you feel it necessary, I just thought it was not based on the $5,000 threshold. Are there any additional questions?
Mr. Chair, this is a question from your...
This is Grace. I'd like to second Lawrence's motion to allow the expenditure of $2,500 to continue the ED search. Is that acceptable?
Actually, I think what we need is a formal motion. Mr. Reyes, did you say you had submitted a report, but I did not see a motion?
The motion, Chair, is the very last sentence before my name and my sign-off in my report. It says PNB Personnel Committee motion.
I can read it, Mr. Chair.
Madam Secretary, for the record, what he's referring to is not on the agenda. It's therefore not in the record. So just as we always ask for motions to be entered into the record, preferably by writing, go ahead and read it into the record, and therefore you will include it in the minute. But if it isn't in the record right now.
Okay, thank you. PNB Personnel Committee motion that the PNB approve a Personnel Committee budget request of $2,500 to conduct and complete its bylaws charter.
Motion has been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, now we're at the Programming Committee. Is there a report?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Paulina. There is a report. Thank you. The Programming Committee met on September 13th, and we passed a motion that we would like the National Board, this body, to consider. I sent it very late, last minute, and I apologize. If you see it pertinent that we take it up, it should be a simple motion, but it was passed without any objections by the National Programming Committee on September 13th, and it's about embracing audioport.org to connect with a wider audience and to foster a greater working relationship among programmers in the network. May I read this motion at the time?
Yeah.
I did send it. Yeah, great. So it says, and I'll continue. I just read the beginning. The PNB, well, I'll just start over. The PNB Programming Committee on September 13, 2020, approved the motion concerning the embracing of audioport.org to connect with a wider audience and to foster a greater working relationship among programmers in the network. The 2020 PNB Programming Committee strongly recommends to the National Board to recommend to the Interim Executive Director, to recommend to Pacifica programmers, program directors, general managers, and interims, that programmers obtain a free account on audioport.org for sharing their shows and selecting show content from over or approximately 240 stations presently posting found in on pacificanetwork.org. The LSBs should also be informed. This is the language approved from the Programming Committee. And I believe that that's the main... that is the main item. We're working on several other items, but I would like to see if the board can take up this motion from the committee.
Robin, to the staff.
Okay. I've got you, Robin. Paulina, I'm going to ask you if it would be acceptable and if the secretary would agree to tighten this motion up, because as the motion is printed, as I look at it, it's fairly ragged. And for us to publish this motion, it's not necessarily going to look, it's going to look a little discombobulated. So if the secretary and you would get together, I believe everyone has the gist of the motion. It's just really asking AudioPort be accepted as one of the tools that we use in the foundation and appropriate entities be informed of such. If it's okay with you and if it's okay with the secretary, I'd like to see this motion tightened up dramatically.
Sure, I understand. This is a language approved by the committee, and obviously it's the purview of this body to adopt a version of thereof, right? Most certainly, it would be fine with me if the language were tightened and just so that it's better, it's communicated in a clear manner. Because I think nobody here would disagree that AudioPort is a great tool that should be used more by show producers and program directors and so on and so forth. Right. So, so what are you suggesting, Mr. Chair? That rework the.
We're going to find out. Well, we're going to find out if at unanimity about the gist of it. But, Madam Secretary, you're pretty good at this. Are you willing to tighten this motion up before we publish it?
Robin is still on the stack.
Yes, sir, I acknowledge you, but I'm trying to get something straight here for the sake of publishing
this
motion.
I can fix the formatting. The only thing I would suggest is adding that programmers obtain a free account, if desired, to audioport.org. Not all programmers.
Is there,
it's not that. I would just add the phrase, if desired.
Do you agree with that,
Selena? This is Paulina. Oh, yeah, well, I would just say, because it's a suggestion, this is the wording of the motion is in a suggestion format. It's by no means a directive. So in that sense, I don't know if desired is necessary, if it's desirable to this body to... Well, first of all, I haven't heard a second. Have you heard a second, Mr. Chair?
Well,
I would be fine with the correction. Oh, it doesn't?
If it came out of a committee, it doesn't need a second. But
thank you.
Madam Secretary, to recommend 2 times at the beginning of the motion, in fact, 3 times in her preamble. So I think it is suggested. We might not need to use that because it indicates to recommend. So, having said that, Robin, you have the floor.
Robin,
yeah, well,
back.
I mean, do you have the floor? I would hope that this would have been run by Ursula first because, you know, just willy-nilly giving everybody free accounts without any instruction or how to do it takes a little bit of them. Instruction to use AudioPort. It's a very powerful tool. Basically, anyone that's in a Pacifica station involving a programming can already ask Ursula, you know, for an account. But I just wish that this would be run by Ursula first, whatever the wording of it is.
Noted. Ron, I acknowledge you, but I do want to point out to Robin that I don't know if he was here when Ursula was on a call with us. She encouraged. So she opened up the window for anyone to use it. She encouraged the use of AudioPort.
Okay.
So I don't think
it's
necessary.
There's no mention in the motion that they talked to Ursula, so I'm just bringing that up. So.
Well, I think it's moot because she encouraged the wide usage of it. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I have a question for Paulina. I was curious, but I know that the stations have been using AudioPort for a number of years now. I'm kind of interested in what was the genesis of this motion. Is there some feeling that that it's underused or that it's not being used? And I'm also concerned about the administrative needs, of encouraging. I don't like to use the word encouraging. When you ask more people to use something, they're going to use it. Okay, are there administrative ripples that can be expected from that, and who would deal with those administrative ripples?
Mr. Chair, may I reply?
Yes.
Okay, so this motion came out of the following. Definitely, some programmers are already using AudioPort, but many programmers in the network are not even aware of the existence of AudioPort, and this came out of conversations among committee members, including many several board members present on this call, and with Ursula Rudenberg, of the affiliate director of the affiliate network, and we all came to a conclusion that we needed to just remind folks that this powerful tool is there, that this tool is free to programmers, that program directors need to perhaps work with the affiliate network to provide instructions to all programmers as to how to use AudioFort and encourage them. Encourage them, not make them, not force them, but rather encourage them to use this powerful tool. This is the purpose of the motion that we passed. Because I can, you know, as a programmer, I can speak for our station. I know that many of my colleagues, especially Spanish language programmers, are not even aware of the fact that AudioFort exists and that your show, you know, that if you, you know, put it in the format that AudioFort requires and learn a few basic, you know, things that you need to know how to post to AudioFort, then there isn't really, as far as ripples go. So going back to the second part of your question, Ron, I don't think that it's going to cause many ripples because the kind of, let's say, the kind of troubleshooting that you might need to do is it's not that much. And besides what I've already done, I created a video about how to post your show to AudioFort, and I just share my screen and I, you know, go through the motions, right? The basic how to of it. And I don't think, you know, I mean, there might be a couple of glitches here and there, but it's really not a big deal. So it's just a question of encouraging and letting people know. I think that's where the programming committee wants to take that, right? Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it.
Great.
Sure. Well, Ron, part of your question, when you said administrative, would that be more of a concern of as Robin alluded to Ursula's responsibility? She's going to be labored more than anyone in Pacifica would if you're just posting a show as a programmer.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I shouldn't say want to be assured of. I guess.
Okay.
You know, I'm just wondering whether there was some kind of administrative responsibility would fall onto the program directors or some other staff person at the station. You know, at a time when we're cutting back on staff, you know, whether that would be, you know, an impediment. But Paulina explained that, so we're good. I get the gist of it.
All right. Well, I think we're over time on this item. And
Mr. Chair, could you tell me, as your timekeeper, how much time we had for this item? Because we're at 23 minutes right now.
We had 5 minutes on your report.
Oh, no, I'll say 23 for the whole, for the reports, committee reports. Are we over time?
We're 23. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We had 41 minutes apportioned for all of the reports.
Okay, all right, sorry. I'll start timing them one by one. All right.
Okay, all right. Robin, your point about Ursula's time is well taken, and I certainly hope it doesn't overload her, but I'm sure she'll address it and will have to address it if that comes about. But at KPFT, I believe this technology is underutilized as an observer. The next report comes from the Strategic Planning Committee. Is there a report?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina with a point of order. Very briefly, I just have a question. Yeah, I did. Just to clarify, what happened with the motion? So it didn't get a second, and it's going to be rewritten. Is that correct?
Second here, Ralph seconded.
Oh.
Well, to be honest with you, the motion didn't get a second, but I heard a second then. I believe the motion is going to be tightened up, but I believe the gist of the motion is that it's very clear to the members. So since it is a motion brought from the committee, it did need a second, as I stated, but it has one. Are there any objections to the Pacifica National Board adopting this motion from the Programming Committee? Hearing none, the motion is approved. The Strategic Planning Committee, is there a report? Hearing none. Development Task Force, is there a report? Hearing none. COVID-19 Task Force, is there a report?
Very briefly, Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. The task force continues to meet on a regular basis. We're having a meeting tomorrow. As far as current activities, we are continuing to produce a weekly show that is made available on AudioPort every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also maintain a website, Pacifica. COVIDTaskforce.pacifica.org, and we are working on a multimedia platform, which is very important. We're also collaborating. We're also producing a town hall by the task force to deal with issues on related to COVID-19 and to Pacifica, its coverage and its work. Now, let me see. Right now, the national show is aired by three stations plus KPFK also airs it as a replacement show. It's also available as a podcast on KPFK. Promotion is still an issue and funding is still an issue because it's important to be able to promote the content to make the best use of it and actually make our audience grow, make Pacifica's audience grow in general. So I think that's where I'll stop for now, unless maybe Lawrence wants to add something.
No, Pauline. That's why I defer the reports to you because I've been too busy to attend, but I'll try to attend tomorrow. Thank you.
Great. Please do. It's important. Thank you.
Well, that concludes our committee reports. I want to thank the chair for those who did report and those who didn't report for their work of moving this foundation forward, particularly Mr. Reyes. I see that he is chairing two significant committees that I know takes up a lot of his time, of which I'm on both, but certainly wouldn't want the responsibility of chairing, so we acknowledge that. The IED report and a Q&A from the IED won't happen. Go ahead.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair. This is Chris Corey.
Okay. There is a motion to adjourn. It's not debatable, but I would ask the Secretary for one observation here before we do adjourn. Madam Secretary, on your minute, you indicate that Dwayne Lark, myself, was late. It is my understanding and belief that I certainly wasn't the only one who didn't make roll call. And so anyone this date or any date forward for consistency that is not at roll call, if you're going to be consistent, then you put late. And that would be if for consistency, you ought to put the folk who come early as well. I've really never seen minutes that indicate if a person is absent, excused, or present, but not late. So I'm going to ask you to remove that unless you're going to be consistent throughout the whole thing. Whether people come in early, mark them early. If they come in late, whether it's 1 minute, 2 hours, or whatever, mark it late.
I would refer that to the parliamentarian, but... I always mark everyone who does not acknowledge their presence at roll call as late, whether they're a minute late or a half hour late.
I recall more than one person coming in that meeting after roll call, but you don't have them late.
Okay, well then you can talk to me and I can correct those minutes. For instance,
may I speak? This is the parliamentarian.
Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Can I just finish my
sentence? What I have seen, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Grace. What I have seen from minutes is the secretary puts the time that the person enters the meeting, but does not say anything about the word late.
Okay, that's not correct.
That's what I've seen. That is correct from what I've seen.
That was correct at some time in the past.
I'm not talking about the PNB board. I'm talking about a general use in parliamentary procedure a general thing all over the country is the secretary puts in the minutes, the time that a person gets on to the meeting.
Just a little bit.
I hear you.
Okay, but it's up to the board. Mr. Chair, it's up to the board to do whatever they want to do. I'm just suggesting.
Because I have been on this board long enough to know that each meeting there are people who come in after the roll call and they have not been listed as late. So I want some consistency from your markings.
Okay, can
now
I
you make speak.
Please? Okay.
Yes.
For instance, in this meeting, I have it in my notes that Vanessa Dixon Briggs came in late and Jan Goodman came in late. In prior minutes, I have put many people late, not only yourself, but many others. It's very difficult for me to put the time that the person arrives because often on teleconferences, it's not evident when they come into the call. So they may not announce themselves for 20 minutes into the call. It would be improper for me to say that they were 20 minutes late when they may have been there and only been 2 minutes late. So if somebody doesn't respond to their name at roll call, I mark them late. And in these minutes, for instance, Vanessa Dixon Briggs was late and Jan Goodman was late.
Oh, God.
I'm going to put in the minutes.
Okay. May I respond again, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
What I wanted to say that if the person doesn't announce himself, you know, as soon as possible after they enter the meeting, that's on them. But I don't see the word late in your bylaws. I think that if a person does not respond to the roll call, they should be marked absent. And then when they come in and they announce themselves, then the absence is no longer there, and you can put the time that the person announced themselves that they entered the meeting, and then everything is fine.
First off, what we're going to do is probably have a motion next meeting, but there has been a motion to adjourn. I just wanted to address that. Didn't intend for it to extend this long. The motion to adjourn has been seconded. This meeting is adjourned.